On the phone with us right now, it's got to be one of the best Christian artists that we play here on the Rock 98.5. We have got Luke from For King and Country with us right now. This is a huge honor for us. We're just so glad you're able to take the time to spend with us today. How are things in For King and Country land right now?
Oh, man, you're too kind, by the way. I'm grateful that you guys have taken the time to chat with me, so we appreciate it. But things are good, man. We've actually just wrapped up officially the final masters of our new album. It's called Burn the Ships, coming out October 5th, which is super exciting. And, you know, when you work on a project like that for it's been about a year and a half, it gets a little emotionally taxing. So just to kind of see those masters come through, see that the album is finished, is kind of quite a relief, and now we're at the point where we're getting real excited to share this music with everyone.
Now, take us back to, I guess, you guys as brothers and just wanting to take your music to that next level. Like, did it start all those years ago singing in church and then realizing that, hey, let's do something more. Let's see how much we can push our message to much more than just the people that we're singing to in our church building?
Well, for me, I never actually anticipated being in music. I mean, I grew up in a musical family, and I grew up singing my whole life. I mean, it's kind of, you either sing or you don't sing, and I started singing when I was a little boy, and I wanted to play sports, and so...
Nice.
What was that?
I said nice, yeah. Sports are always a great option.
Yeah, exactly. So I grew up, you know, not hockey, sadly.
If I had hockey
around, I'm sure I would have played that.
Yeah.
But that's what I wanted to do. And so I got into high school, and I was taking sports very, very seriously. And I got to my junior year of high school, and I just decided, hey, this is the year. I'm going to give everything I got to this. And the first game that I played that year playing sports, I tore my ACL, you know, my brother Joel came up to me after I graduated high school and said, hey, what do you think about writing some songs and singing some demos and seeing where music takes us? And, you know, I don't think you ever start out in music thinking, hey, you know, this is the realm of space that we're going to kind of commandeer, if you will. You start music in music because you believe in the hope of music. You believe that music can do something in somebody's heart and their souls. And as far as how far it takes you to stay in churches, or does it take you wider into all sorts of other different lanes? That just is, I think God ordains that stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we spend a ton of time thinking about that because I don't think that's my jurisdiction, if you will. And so I'm very grateful to, you know, be able to come and do events that we've done with you guys, but also to be able to go do, you know, the shows all over the world for people that may or may not be in the church.
Well, I know that we really appreciate every single song that comes our way. It just has a different way of encouraging, of lifting up, of bringing some energy. When it comes to these last, 5 years that you both have gone through some trials, how much is that going to influence this album that's coming up?
Great question. I've often joked that I'm not a good enough songwriter to write songs about things that I don't care about.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, those end up being the things that I'm going through, you know. And so, yeah, there's been a lot of stuff that has happened over the last few years. And it's been 4 years, actually, since we released our previous album. And so you think of 4 years, there's a lot of life that has lived. And so it absolutely influences. And I actually would venture to say this, the moment that it doesn't influence the things, you know, our lives and the things that we're experiencing and going through doesn't influence our music, I'm not sure that we should be doing music anymore.
Yeah,
because at that point, you're kind of conjuring up in your head what you think people are going to be encouraged by rather than what is actually going on in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I try to focus more on, you know, what's going on in my heart, because I know that I'm not the only person going through the things that I'm going through. And if it resonates with me, hopefully it'll resonate with the other folks as well.
You're really connecting with people, I find, quite well here in the world that we're living in 2018, with just so much images, media bombarding us with such images of, oh, the world's such a terrible place. Here's what's wrong with the world. It just seems like they start off a cast with, hey, good evening. Now here's why it isn't. A song like Joy, which we've now been playing for a little bit here on our station, just reminding, I guess, just anyone listening that, hey, it's within ourselves what we want to focus on here can really stray our path. Sure, we might be being bombarded with a message that, oh, the world is just terrible. But here you guys are just wanting to remind us, hey, let's not just get lost in just how bad this world is. But there is a lot of happiness that can be found. There's, like, I'm glad here at our station we focus on a good news story of the day, if you will. Things along that line, like, it can really come down to a decision within oneself how to approach a daily life, and really one can choose joy over everything else that may be telling us otherwise.
Man, I heard somebody, an influential person, say a while back, he was in an interview, hey, is the world worse today than than it's ever been? And he said, no, I'm not convinced that it is. I just think that we hear about it more.
Right.
And I think that that's, somewhat accurate. I mean, when you can hear instantly what's happening at any moment all over the world on your phones, and it's pretty overwhelming. You know, communication now is instant. And it's difficult. And so you have to be careful, about what you allow in your brain. You don't want to be obviously living in a world where you're not connected to what's happening in the world. But at the same time, for me, there's a lot of times where I have to either go on news fast or can't read social media for a while, not because any of it's inherently bad to be aware of. It's just that I find myself being sad. And so, part of the reason why we wrote Joy is because of that very thing. One of the opening lines of the song is, lately I've been really watching the nightly news, can't seem to find the rhythm, just want to sing the blues. That's the way that stuff makes me feel if I'm just consuming all the stuff that's coming on my phone and immunity, whatever it might be. And I'm not blaming any of those types of things. It's just I've realized it makes me sad. And so part of how that song came about was the realization of, hey, if we're going to do this, if we're going to live life, man, and I don't want to be, for lack of a better term, sad all the time, then I've got to do something else. I got to choose something else. And in that case, I believe choosing joy doesn't necessarily solve all your problems, but it does get you on your way to starting your day with a different mindset.
Absolutely. That's the part that caught me right off the bat. I'm a fan of songs that have incredible lyrics and deep and thoughtful and insightful or wonderful, even if they are short and sweet. But then you add such catchy, incredibly strong music. It's an incredible combination when you listen to For King and Country. You guys really put a lot of effort into both sides of it, and I think that's what makes it such strong music.
Oh man, you're very kind. We with the song Joy, we went through, I think, around 85 different revisions of that song. So there's a different, there's a lot of different versions of that song out there. And for us, if we believe in a song, we believe in what it's saying.
Yeah.
We will tinker and mess with it until we feel like we get it right. But, right also is relative when it comes to art as well, because it might be right to you, it might not be right to other people, So it's a difficult process. And part of the reason why I don't think we could make albums every 2 years is because it takes a lot out of us. It just takes a lot of attention to detail, and it takes a lot of effort, and I don't feel like I could do that all the time and feel like I could still be a good husband and a good father. Mm-hmm. I have to take a little bit of a break now.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, what was the sport that you were playing that you blew your knee?
I was playing basketball.
Makes sense.
It was so sad. It was the very first game of my junior year. I was so pumped. I was playing great. And out went my knee, and in a lot of that way, I'm probably here because of that.
Yeah.
So you're grateful for that, but it definitely in the moment was a difficult thing for me, a difficult pill for me to swallow.
Now, going back to the music, if I can, just something I found so fascinating, and I know you can't always trust everything you read on Wikipedia, so I'm going to be careful with this one, if that's okay, but it mentions both you and your brother's fascination for film scores. You can confirm that for me?
Yeah, well, if you should try this at some point, watching a film without music.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's quite a fascinating exercise, because the emotion of a film is actually really driven by music. And so I think we've always been in awe of the power of the strings and the orchestration,
yeah.
And how essentially the chord changes and what's taking place with the score is kind of controlling your emotions.
Yes.
Totally. And it's just fascinating. And so you can learn a lot from other different genres of music, and you can kind of look at, hey, why do I feel like this when I listen to that song? What do I feel? And you can kind of, you know, steal some of their secrets, if you will. I mean, I guess they're not secrets when they're out there. But, you know, so musical scores move me. And so some of those sounds that are in musical scores, we try to incorporate in what we do because I like the way that it influences the songs, the way that it influences the music.
Wonderful. Well, thanks again for spending time with us today. Again, I would be in trouble if I didn't say hi from my kids, Sadie Jackson, and Nolan. Their favorite song is Proof of Your Love and Joy. They love singing to both of those. But again, thanks to The Rock. Thanks from The Rock and from all the fans in Yorkton.
Well, man, I appreciate you guys. And tell your kiddos we said hi.
Wonderful. Thank you again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.